Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. This weekend marks 1 month that a new leadership has been in control in America, both in the White House and in both houses of Congress. This new season of world history began with an inaugural speech which set forth this new administration's agenda and philosophy of leadership. It's an every 4 year American ritual that the world anticipates. The world listens attentively and then watches very carefully to see what action will follow the inaugural words. 30 days isn't a very long time, but as you evaluate changes already made in appointed leadership personnel, in executive orders, in policy changes, both domestically and internationally, and in leadership priorities, I wonder what conclusions you draw about the new direction of America, and how will these changes affect you and your family wherever you live in our world? Leadership is important, isn't it? Leadership brings with it authority and influence. Leadership leaves a wake, a trail of impact, a reputation, a legacy, regardless if that leadership is a king or a president, a coach or a chancellor, a police officer, a priest or pastor or parent. Isn't that true? Leadership happens in family, community, business, education, healthcare, athletics, entertainment, politics, government, law and justice, and even in religion. In fact, leadership happens in every group of people, everywhere. Leaders are held to a high standard by the people and by God. Why? Because leaders influence people. They set the example. They affect change. They are entrusted with authority and responsibility. Sometimes leadership is rooted in a title. Sometimes leadership is in the personality of a person. In recent years, leadership around the world have increasingly been called to account by the people. It was 10 years ago the movement Arab Spring dethroned several key national leaders in the Middle East. A current movement is gaining momentum in the state of California and may soon begin in New York to remove their governors. Leaders in every segment of society have resigned when shameful information about their behavior becomes public. This weekend, as we have a little more time for reflection, God calls us to reflect on what you and I see in leadership all around us, leadership which has touched our lives in the past, and even any role of influence you and I have. Join me, please, in Malachi chapter 2, verse 1 to 9 in the Bible, God's Word to us. The year is about 420 BC, the place, Jerusalem, and the voice is a little-known man, Mr. Malachi, who is speaking and writing powerful messages, which he claims are from God. He says, "And now you priests, this warning is for you. If you do not listen, and if you do not resolve to honor my name, says the Lord Almighty, I will send a curse on you." Wow, that's pretty strong language, isn't it? The priests were both then and now what we might call professional spiritual leaders. Their role in society was to call the people to God, help the people know and worship God, and lead the people in living God-honoring lives. Priests were expected by God and the people to do this both when they had their priestly garments on and they were in the temple doing their work, but also when they were in normal street clothes, just living normal life. Their leadership role was a high and holy calling that was essential in helping Jewish society be a God-honoring, safe, and enjoyable place to live and work. No matter where you live in the world, and no matter what you call your spiritual leaders, would you agree this is society's expectation of all spiritual leaders? So, how are the spiritual leaders influencing your city, your society, even your life? As we saw yesterday in chapter 1, Malachi brought a strong indictment from God against the spiritual leaders of his day. They had failed badly. They had defiled their holy role and failed society. People no longer respected them, and both God and the people rejected their authority, their leadership, and their influence. Rather than a leadership blessing from God upon them, God was warning them through Malachi that he would send a leadership curse upon them. God's hand of blessing would be replaced by his hand of discipline and judgment upon the priests for their leadership failure. Failure in spiritual leadership is a serious matter, isn't it? If you have any role of spiritual influence with even one or two other people, are you taking that very seriously? And are you regularly asking God to examine your spiritual influence? Have you noticed, my friends, the best leadership is actually followership. The leaders who lead most effectively are those who follow God most closely and then turn and lead the people in doing the same. That is true in every aspect of life, every segment of society. Think about that a moment. Malachi continued, "I have sent you this warning so that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord Almighty. My covenant was with him a covenant of life and peace. This called for reverence, and he revered me and stood in awe of me. True instruction was in his mouth, and nothing false was found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and purity, and turned many from sin." Malachi 2, verse 4 and 5. In the days of Moses, God had selected the tribe of Levi to be those who cared for the tabernacle, lived closest to it, and from among those Levites, the descendants of Aaron were to be the priests. Numbers 2 and 3 has God's detailed instructions, the covenant he made with the tribe of Levi. The Levites were to be a great blessing to God's people Israel by virtue of their relationship with God, their work caring for God's place of worship, their leadership of the worship experience, and their commitment to living holy, God-honoring lives, all of which would lead the people of Israel in living God-honoring lives. But God's indictment is clear. From the lips of a priest ought to preserve knowledge, because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty, and the people seek instruction from his mouth. But you have turned away, and by your teachings have caused many to stumble. You have violated the covenant with Levi, says the Lord Almighty. So I have caused you to be despised and humiliated before all the people, because you have not followed my ways. James 3:1 in the New Testament says, "Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly." James was likely looking at this Malachi warning when he was led by the Spirit to pen his statement. Now, friends, in closing today, I invite you to look closely at the leaders, all types of leaders in your part of the world, every segment of society. How many are leading well because they are seeking God's guidance in their leadership responsibilities, whatever those responsibilities are? Malachi's words of warning should be applied to all people of influence, all leaders everywhere. For leadership is influence, and therefore it's a high and holy calling. That's why Jesus is the greatest model of a leader of all time, and that's why those who walk with Jesus, following him carefully, can have the greatest, most beneficial influence on the people whose lives they touch. So I have a wonderful worship song that will draw your heart and mind to Jesus, and there, my friends, you will become a man or a woman of God-honoring influence.